Students in Los Angeles have a new routine. When they arrive at schools in the morning, they are greeted by their teachers picketing outside.
What do we want?
Smaller classes!
Why do we want it?
Now!
They're striking because the teachers' union and the district failed to negotiate a new contract. So what is happening inside the schools? NPR's Alyssa Nadworny is in LA with the story.
At Vista Middle School, students aren't in the classrooms. They're grouped by grade, in the gym, and in the auditorium.
I need all eyes up here. Mouths closed.
Charlene Martinez, a vice principal, is teaching close to 150 seventh graders.
Okay, we're all transitioning to math.
She passes out a worksheet. It's about shapes and spatial awareness.
My credentials in English, but covering the math, my gosh. Very challenging.
She's eager to have this teacher strike over.
I mean, I'm hardly getting any time to sit, eat, breathe, go to the bathroom. So, yeah. But it's been very smooth.
Only about a half of the student body came to school on Tuesday. Principal Joe Narduli leads us down what's usually the eighth grade corridor. Today, classrooms are empty, hallways quiet.
If there wasn't a strike right now, what would this hallway look like?
Oh, this would be a full place. Yeah, about 410 students roaming the hallways, passing, and this is the location that students would have instruction.
On the first 2 days of the strike, about a third of the district's students showed up. And that's a problem because funding from the state is linked to attendance. With those numbers, each day of the strike means an estimated net loss of about $15 million, according to district leaders. Across town at Kingsley Elementary, about half the school was absent.
A lot of parents are holding their kids back. That's their way of joining in the strike.
That's Kenya Tomas. She's a teacher's assistant at Kingsley. Many TAs, including Kenya, are in schools during the strike. She supports the teachers, but isn't in their union. And she was told she could lose her job if she didn't come to work. In schools this week, she says students are doing lots of busy work.
We have them doing just worksheets and movies. That's literally it.
They've watched Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and Boss Baby.
We didn't really learn much.
Kimberly Escobar is a fifth grader at Alta Loma Elementary School. We've been checking in with her and her mom, Rosa, this week.
She's like bored. She was expecting something else.
At school this week, she's learned about nouns on a school iPad and watched a bunch of videos, including one about oceans. She wants to stay home tomorrow. Mom has other plans.
She has to go to school.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't learn anything.
Something.
But there's nothing to learn. We already know about the ocean. It's like we're doing this for no reason.
Few kids were in school on Tuesday, and when Kimberly came home, she was feeling really lonely.
No friends, no teachers. I know. It's kind of sad.
Kimberly buries her face in her mom's arms.
I miss my friends.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Hopefully it ends up soon. It's all right.
By the end of our visit, Kimberly's decided, okay, she'll go to school.
Maybe one day we'll finally tell you everything's back to normal.
With negotiations at an impasse, it's unclear when that will be. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Los Angeles.